A second resident has died as a result of Monday morning's fire at the Shannon Towers apartment building in Collingwood. Nearly 4 days after a fire ripped through the building at 535 10th Street, the second fatality has been confirmed. The identities of both deceased have not been released. Emergency crews responded to the structure fire at the four-story building around 1:15 a.m., September 20. Provincial police initially confirmed one fatality. Property owner RealStar says it is working with approximately 52 residents to try to get them back into their units within the next week. Our thoughts and sympathies are with the family and friends of the residents who lost their lives, as well all our residents and building staff, said Mark Hales, Senior Vice President of Construction and Property Standards with RealStar. We have reached out to the families of the victims and all our residents to offer them additional support as they deal with this terrible loss, he added. This includes ensuring residents have access to temporary shelter and any critical items in their homes, as well as financial support. According to the Office of the Fire Marshal, the cause of the fire has still not been determined. Collingwood Fire Chief Ross Parr says that while residents are still displaced, all residents have found a place to stay while RealStar is dealing with their insurance company. Most residents collected medications and some essentials, said Parr. He says the damage estimate on the property exceeds $1 million. Parr previously said the fire was contained mostly to a single unit, which was fully destroyed. The Canadian Red Cross has also providing assistance to residents forced from their homes. This has been a very challenging time for affected residents and the Red Cross has worked hard to ensure their immediate needs are met, said Leanne Musselman, Director of Communications with Canadian Red Cross. Support has included providing registration, personal hygiene items, meals, clothing and lodging to approximately 25 households. We will continue to work in support of the town of Collingwood to ensure that the needs of the community are met in the coming days, she added. Hale says RealStar has commenced assessment and restoration efforts to the building and are working closely with a team of engineers, hygienists, restoration crews, and trades to expedite structural, smoke and water damage assessments and to commence restoration. We continue to reach out to residents directly to provide them with support and updates regarding a timeline for them to return to the property, said Hales.